Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead-end street. Faster than the wind, passionate as sin, ending so suddenly. Losing him was blue like I'd never known. Missing him was dark gray all alone. Forgetting him was like trying to know somebody you never met. But loving him was red. Reds are going up around the world right now. Red lights. Red warnings. Don't do this. Don't travel there. And what are we doing? We're complying, of course, in the main. But also, there's been so much red recently that all we're seeing is red, not green anymore. And we're then making up our own red. For example, here in the UK, comedy gigs are still going ahead in this country, fine. And the last few weeks, shows have been sold out. Lots of people still want to come out in great numbers. And then I've seen several people announcing, for obvious reasons, we are cancelling the show next week. What are the obvious reasons? Why are you cancelling? Because of COVID, obviously. But the ultra-cautious government say you can still have the show. Sure, but what? What? What you are doing? And it's understandable with all the fear that's pumped into us. What you're doing is seeing red lights when there isn't one. Fine, make your decision if you want to. But know this is what you're doing. You're stopping when there's no red light. You're stopping on green. That's the fundamental problem in the world right now. And it only took a few years. People are stopping on green. You only have 50, 60 years as an adult. You've maybe lost two of them already. To this. Yeah, there's been some horrible times for us all, but governments now are being ultra cautious. Reds are going up everywhere. Don't stop on green. Don't stop on green. Read the book, or better still, if you can, listen to the audiobook, Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. He's got a wonderful take on all of this. I'm very in tune with a lot of this book, Green Lights. How to deal with life's challenges, how to get relative with the inevitable. Enjoying success by catching green lights. You know that feeling when you're driving? When you're catching all the green lights? What an amazing feeling that is. You're alive. Woo! And my mom has done this for years. She sees a green light. And she slows down, predicting yellow and red. She's done this forever, long before any pandemic. And now the whole world has followed her, locking themselves in, seeing red when there's green. If there's one scary thing for the world's psyche that has come out of the last 2 years, it's this: seeing red. Where there's green. People keep posting on social media, when will this end? When will the red lights end? Well, I'm sorry. If the lights are green and you're seeing red, they will never end. It's time to see the green lights and fly. Fly through them. Fly through them as many times as you can before they inevitably turn red. one day soon turn red forever. How many years do you want to be stuck on red?